evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. Some speakers that I'm really looking forward to learning and, well, really just soaking in all the information you're going to be pouring into us tonight. You know, we are closing up on the month end, so I really want to encourage you guys to take advantage of all the promotions. And as soon as the company is placed on the table, that does do the end. I'm getting a feedback on my end. Maybe it's just on my end. But all the incentives the company has put on table, the ATM, the Advanced Manager Program, the Drive to Director Program, I hope you guys as leaders through your organizations are really looking deep in your organizations to find out, you know, there may be an associate that just needs one new team member or maybe one or two new memberships this week to push them over the top for them to be able to rank advance to manager or director or senior manager or whatever the case may be. So really push those promotions down deep in your organization. I challenge you guys to do that. I know you guys have been doing that, but I'm just really encouraging you to close the month out strong and take advantage of those incentives while they're on the table. And so let's go right into the call tonight and get things kicked off. I'm going to go straight to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, a platinum executive director. But the most important thing to me is he happens to be my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. It's great to have you on. And also Ms. Shirlene Moore is also on the call tonight. You know, Jeremy, before Legal Shield, tonight's guest speaker had been working manual labor jobs his entire life. At the age of 16, his father was diagnosed with cancer, and for the next few years, as his father went through chemotherapy and radiation treatments for his cancer, there was no income for his family. Being the oldest still at home of nine children, he decided it was time to quit school and go to work. When he found out was, if you don't have an education, you get minimum wage. Over the next 12 years, he did everything from pizza delivery to construction, furniture mover to Jiffy Lube. He even tried four home-based businesses that all ended in failure and a huge financial loss. Thankfully, someone showed him Legal Shield. He started very part-time, but within a few months, his 5 to 10 hours in Legal Shield was paying him more than his 60 hours per week at his full-time jobs. After his second year, he was earning over $100,000 per year with Legal Shield, and he's never looked back. 7 years later, he was inducted into the Legal Shield Millionaires Club, and life as a whole has a whole new purpose for him today. He has an amazing wife and eight kids. In 2003, he was the top recruiter in Legal Shield and received a $10,000 bonus on stage at our national convention. In March of 2016, his mother, who is widowed grandma in her 70s, also became a $100,000 ring earner. And if a guy without a high school diploma can learn how to do this business and become a millionaire along with his mother, then anyone can. He's a $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, platinum executive director, and the MVP of Utah. Mr. Dave Hall, welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and I appreciate the invite to be on the call and be the guest speaker this week. And I just got to tell you what a huge honor and privilege it is of mine anytime one of the Moore family members reaches out and asks me to just share a few words with so many incredible leaders that I hear chiming in, mentors of mine, people that I've looked up to, and friends and colleagues in this business that know a lot more about this industry and this business than I do. We've been here longer and made a lot more money. But I want to talk, first of all, I just want to give a couple updates. First of all, as was announced at the Moore Team Breakout just about a week or so ago, we have a summer event coming up, and I'm so excited for it. We had a block of rooms set aside, and literally the entire block of rooms sold out in just a few hours. Right now, as we speak, we are trying to secure another block of rooms. When those block of rooms, if we can do this, if they come available, the Upline execs will be notified. We'll post it on social media sites, and the emails will go out. I'm just going to strongly encourage you, don't sit around and wait. These rooms will go very, very quickly, and this will be a must-see event for the year. It's at a fabulous place, the big water park, and hanging out with Millionaire Club members, socializing, building culture in your teams. You're going to want to do everything you can to block out the dates for that event. And if you have a pen and paper and you haven't already blocked out the dates for that event, go ahead right now. We're going to be there July 12th, 13th, and 14th. So there's an event the evening of the 12th, then all day the 13th and the 14th. And by the way, there's going to be games. There's going to be breakout sessions. There's going to be things for the B2B market, for the group market, for the networking market. Everyone on your team is going to want to be there to participate, to learn, to help each other out, build your vision. These are some of my most favorite memories in the entire company have occurred at these events. So if you haven't already, walk out. And by the way, this is a huge family-friendly park. I mean, the lazy river, the water slides, all the different activities and places. I'm bringing all of my kids. That's why we hit the whole block. We took all 50 rooms. But we literally, my kids look forward to this so much. It is such a fun event. So, again, block out those dates. Do everything you can to make sure that your team knows about that event. Also, just so we have some huge announcements about things that are going to be kicking off April 1st, but there's still a lot of great things that are going on right now. For example, the Advanced Manager. I mean, normally it takes 15 total sales for you to advance to manager with 3 recruits on your team. But right now, again, for literally about 5 more days, you can advance with only 6 sales and 3 recruits. 6 total sales in your organization, 3 frontline recruits, and you now move up to the manager level. If I was a team builder on this call, I'd be looking through my genealogy report. I'd be looking through every single person that had less than 6 sales, and I'd be calling them to say, you realize you're only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sales away from getting to manager. We can do this. And then put together a game plan for you to get them there to manager. That's just such a huge difference. And again, that promotion has gone away. If they finish March 31st with 5 sales, that means April 1st, they've got to do 10 more sales to get the same promotion that they would have got if they just did 1 more sale. And sadly, some of those people that are literally 1 sale away, or they're already at 6 sales, they just need to do some type of activity, recruit or sell someone, and then, boom, it'll be triggered. There are people who are at 6 sales right now, but because they didn't go to convention, because they're not on this call, they aren't aware that they're eligible for that promotion. It's our job to communicate. That's what a good leader does. Communicate with the leader, the people on your team, and let them know how you want to help them move up the compensation plan before the end of the month. So let's make sure that we take care of that. And then if you have people that are managers or senior managers and they've got their eye on director, that dangerous director position, remember, normally that requires 3 manager legs and 100 sales. Right now, they can do it with 75 sales, 4 manager legs and 75 sales. So they've taken, you know, quite a few, 25% of the sales off the table to give them a huge discount to allow them to, you know, achieve it a lot easier. And there's, again, we have people on our team that right now there might be over 75 sales. They just need to do 1 sale somewhere, something, recruit someone or sell something, and then that'll automatically trigger. So we want to make sure that we're communicating that with our team, make sure they all understand that promotion. And we saw the new announcements about the bonuses for the recruiting factory and stuff like that. But remember, the recruiter right now for the next 5 days that helps someone advance from associate to senior associate within their first 20 days is still eligible for a $360 bonus. So the new recruit gets a $180 bonus, but the person who brought him in gets $360 Again, that's going to be going away in 5 days. So if there was ever a time to be out there recruiting, right now is that time. There's still a lot of bonus money left on the table for helping someone out there. By the way, anyone who is in their first 3 month consecutive run for executive director, there's still that $10,000 bonus and the PC pass. You can earn a performance club pass that's still available through the end of the month. And then if you aren't familiar with all the announcements of everything that has been announced with April 1st coming upon us, A, plug into your Super Saturday, or B, plug into the Leadership Show announcements. There's so many of them. Literally, I'd take up the rest of the call part just showing through all the announcements out there. But we want to make sure we finish the month strong with what's currently on the table and then make a strong push April 1st for that stuff. But I want to use the remaining time to talk about something that Mr. Randy Moore touched on in the introduction. He'd mentioned that in 2003, we were the top recruiters in the entire company, and we got a $10,000 bonus. Mr. Wilburn Smith gave us a briefcase on stage with $10,000 cash in it for being the top recruiter in the company. But there's kind of a story behind the story that's very interesting about this. When they announced that they were going to be giving away a $10,000 bonus, now I'd only been in the company a few years and relatively unheard of. Nobody really knew who Dave Hall in Utah was. But I saw that $10,000 bonus, and, you know, I'd been in a few years. I'd never seen him give away, you know, that kind of money before. I'd seen him give away a few thousand dollars here and there, but this all of a sudden became the grand prize, $10,000. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, could you imagine what life would be like if we got a $10,000 bonus? And what most people don't know is at that time in my life, me and my wife had moved in with my little sister. We'd lost our house. We'd lost our cars. We filed bankruptcy, and we lost everything. And now we were literally squatting in my little sister's house. And nobody on my team knew where I lived because I never told anybody where I lived. I never let anyone come over to my house. I'd always meet people at a Starbucks or somewhere else because we had literally four people in one bedroom with a mattress on the floor and everything physically that we owned fit in a little, you know, 5 foot wide closet. And so I made a point to make a run at $10,000 bonus. And when the contest started, they put up the leaderboard on the back office. And when it was first posted, there was clear down at the bottom, like in the, you know, top 50 somewhere. But each day they'd post an update. Here's where it is today. And I'd move up a couple spots, and stay there for a few days, recruit another person, and move up one or two spots and recruit another person. And slowly I just kept moving up that leaderboard. And a month went by, moved up a little bit. Second month went by, moved up a little bit. Another one, month went by, moved up a little bit. All of a sudden, I realized, you know what? If I just keep doing this, I can eventually get within striking distance of that $10,000. So I just stayed really, really focused. Recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. You know, again, I'm living in Provo, Utah. You know, not L.A., not New York City. I ain't got 38 million people around me. It's not that big of a place. And it was tough because people up at the top of that leaderboard, people I looked up to, like I remember Brian Crothers. You know, he spent a lot of time at number one in the company. And I remember reading the Home Business Magazine with the centerfold of Brian Crothers with his, you know, Ferrari in his huge home and the phone number. You want to work with me? Call this number. And I'm like, crap, I can't afford $10,000, $20,000 in, you know, advertisements in magazines. I ain't got that kind of money. So I had to recruit the old-fashioned network marketing style. I had to meet new people. I had to ask for referrals, and I had to do a lot of follow-up and just constantly digging through people. And when there was only a few weeks left in the month, and I had made it in the top 10, and I was like, I'm not too far away. I'm not too far. If I have a good couple weeks, I might be able to catch the leader in the company. And then the last week of the month, I was right there in the top three. And what I wasn't telling everybody else in the company at that point was I had just had an awesome PBR, and I had recruited four people. And I was holding those four associate applications till the last night of the contest, because I figured if I was sitting in second place, one recruit behind first place, on the last night of the month, they might get one. But if I put in four, I've got a good chance at leapfrogging that person and taking this $10,000 bonus. So I wasn't laying my cards on the table. I was holding back. And on the last night of the promotion, bam, I put in all four recruits. And I woke up the next morning, and they made an announcement, we're going to extend the promotion one more month. And I was so devastated. I was like, I finally had my royal flush. I laid my cards on the table. I made it to first place, and they said, one more month. And I was like, oh, no. So I'd already made some grand promises to my wife. Look, when this promotion's over, I'm taking some time off. We're taking the kids. We're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to relax. We're going to sit and just enjoy the thought of getting that 10 grand. Well, now I had to go back to my wife and say, one more month, honey. You're not going to see me for another month because I played all my cards and everybody knows what my hand was and I got nothing to hold back. I got to go. So literally it was 6 days a week. It was just pounding the pavement. It was literally traveling anywhere I could go to start recruiting people and stuff. I was all over the place. And each day I'd be checking that leaderboard, see where we're at. And, you know, we always stayed right there in the top five. And we'd jockey back and forth each day. Some days I recruited people, some days I didn't. Sometimes I went 2 or 3 days without recruiting somebody, and then I'd get a couple. And, you know, every time I got someone, I would use that someone as bait to go get, you know, one or two or three more. And like Brian Crowther said, you never recruit one. You always recruit them in clusters because you got people sitting on the fence thinking about it. You get one person, you call back the people sitting on the fence and say, hey, I know you needed some time to think about this, but I just recruited a really sharp guy. This guy, I think, could tear this business up. If you're ready to join today, I can put him on your team. You could financially benefit from everything he does. So you'd always use that, and then you'd have two people. You go back to the next person. Hey, I just recruited two people today. If you can pull the trigger today, I can put both these people on your team. I think they're very sharp. There's potential here to make a lot of money if they work out the way I think they are. And so you recruit in clusters. That's just how the business went. So now we're getting down to the last week of the promotion. And this was the end of June. I knew they couldn't extend it into July because the middle of July, we had our convention in Las Vegas, and that's where they were going to give away the money. And so I knew they couldn't roll it over and do another month. They had to end it at the end of June. So I'm working my guts out. And then wouldn't you know it, 3 days before the end of the month, they stopped posting the leaderboard. And I woke up and it's like, whoa, hold on. It's only the 28th. We should see the leaderboard for like three more days. I need to know where I'm at. I only know where I was at yesterday. And they didn't show you where you were at. And I'm like, no, they wouldn't tell me. I called in, no favors, nothing. So for the next 3 days, I'm like worried that somebody else was sandbagging four apps. And so I'm begging. I'm doing everything I can to get as many recruits in as I possibly can. And I knew Brian Crowther was right there neck and neck with me, along with two or three other people. A lot of us were tied and stuff. And all of a sudden, the month's over, and we don't know who won. And the convention's not till the middle of the month. So for the next 2 weeks, nobody knew what happened. We rolled into convention, and the morning session Friday morning goes along, no mention of anything. They just kind of alluded to, oh, by the way, and there's a $10,000 prize that's going to be given away at the end of convention. And Friday afternoon session comes and goes, no mention of anything. Saturday morning comes, no mention of anything. And at this point, I'm thinking, if I won, they would have called me by now. They would have told me, hey, you know, congratulations, be backstage. You know, you won. And I'm like, I'm getting kind of depressed. I'm like, man, I worked so hard all those months, and you know, we didn't win and stuff. And between sessions, I went and grabbed a bite to eat with my wife. And I remember coming, being there, getting something to eat. And I got a call from a guy on my team named Jared. And he calls me up. And he says, hey, congratulations, dude, you won. I'm like, what do you mean I won? He goes, dude, you won the $10,000. I'm like, dude, if this is a joke, you are a sick puppy. Like, this is not even funny to mess with me about this. He's like, no, dude, they just posted the list. And it says, number one, Dave Wendy Hall. And I'm like, where's this list at? He goes, it's right down here at the entrance to the Riviera Conference Center. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check it out. So now I go running down there. But you got to understand, you got the casino area where the hotels and everything, the rooms are in the casino. And then you got this really long hallway that goes all the way down to the convention center. Well, back this time, there was no reserved seats. It was first come, first serve. And so literally right when the morning session would end, we'd have people jump in line so they could be first in there for the evening session. And then somebody else would like run and grab some food and try to get back in line with them. And they'd just eat standing there in line for 3-4 hours waiting for the evening session to start. But the security at the Riviera Convention Center and Hotel, they didn't want us filling up the whole hallway for fire hazards. And their normal casino patrons needed to walk up another hallway. So they put this velvet rope all the way down this hallway. And I'm going to say it's 150, 200 yards long, really long. And they said all Legal Shield associates to the right so that normal patrons can walk to the left freely. And to make sure nobody was butting in line, you know, running up and sneaking under the velvet rope, every, you know, 30 or 40 yards, they would have a Legal Shield staff, corporate staff member stand there making sure nobody butted. So I come running down the casino, get to the end of that hallway, and I look at that velvet rope all the way down the hallway, and I see it packed with thousands of people waiting in line to get into the evening session. And now I'm thinking, the list is at the end of that line, and if I walk up the left-hand side of this velvet rope, everyone's going to think, who do you think you are? You're going to walk up in front of all of us who've been standing here for a few hours in line. You are not going to wait your turn in line, and they're going to give you that stink eye, like everyone hates you for going up there and button. But I'm like, I got to see if the list got my name at the top. And Tiffany Layton was there at the end of the hallway. She was like, you're not button, Mr. Hall. Get in line. I'm like, listen, Tiffany, I'm not going to go up there and jump the rope. I just need to see if we really won. Can I just go up there and look? Well, she's like, okay, go look. By this time, lots of people had run up there and looked at the list, and so everyone, you know, at the front of the line at least knew, you know, hey, Dave and Wendy Hall had won the money. But I didn't know. And so here I am walking down the hallway, and everyone in line knows I won, but I have don't know that I've won. And they kind of could tell that I didn't know, but I was anxious to find out. And so I get all the way down to the doors of the conference center, and I look up there on the board, and there it says, first place, Dave and Wendy Hall. And as soon as I put my finger up there and followed the line across to the $10,000, you could just hear, like, everyone in line, like, erupt, like, standing ovation, like, applauding. Like, they realized that I just realized that we won. And, you know, you kind of, you get a little bit emotional and teary-eyed, and you look back down the hallway, and everyone, as far as you can see, is, like, clapping and stuff because they realized, man, you just figured it out. And so all of a sudden I was like, oh, my gosh. I was overcome with emotion at that moment. And I was like, oh, man, I got to go back and tell my wife. So I go running back down the hallway, and everyone's like high-fiving you and stuff like that. Where you're, and you got the stink eye on the way down, but you got the high-five on the way back out. But I went, you know, I just went running back to the hotel room. And my wife didn't know yet. Went running back to the hotel room and, you know, the evening sessions that were just starting, I just you know, opened the door and gave my wife a big old hug, and I said, we did it. We won the $10,000, honey. You got to come to the evening session. You got to walk the stage with me because we did this together. You watched the kids while I was on the road. And so she's like, all right, let me put something on. I'll come down and go to the evening session with you. And so, you know, we just took a real quick moment there to just thank God for everything that had happened, because when we got that $10,000, that was enough money with what we had saved up for 15 months living in my little sister's house for us to go find a contractor who would start building the house that we live in today. That was the right amount of money for them to say, you know what, you've got enough equity in this. We'll go ahead and do it. We'll build your dream home for you. And this is where we've lived, you know, now for the last 15 years in this home. And the reason why I tell you guys this story today, because $10,000 was like the biggest number the company could come up with, a grand prize to give away at convention. It was like life-changing money. So I get home from this last convention, and I saw the money they put on the table. $1 million bonus, not for just one person. Remember, the $10,000 for only one person in the entire company will take this home. Second place takes home nothing. But with this $1 million bonus, it's for everybody. If 100 people earn it, then $100 million gets paid out. And I looked at that and I go, I'm curious. What really happened in 2003? So I grabbed out my legacy report and I started going through some key lines and I started looking and I was like, yep, that guy came in 2003 because of that recruiting blitz I went on. Oh my gosh, she came in 2003. So I just started grabbing names of people that came in 2003. And I started looking then at the numbers. How many sales has this guy's team sold in the last 15 years? How many has this team sold? How many has this team sold? And I just got a cumulative number of all the memberships sold. Then I took the average payout from the comp plan, because some were higher, some were lower. Some only bought one, some bought both, legal and identity theft. So we just took an average. You know what the crazy thing was? From that recruiting contest that we worked so hard to go get a $10,000 bonus, the fruits of that have now paid my family over $1 million. We worked hard for $10,000, and they paid us $1 million+. But it doesn't stop at that million, because they'll still pay me next year for what happened during that recruiting blitz in 2003. And the next year, and the next year. Someday it will be tens of millions of dollars that will come from a one-time $10,000 bonus that we worked hard for. If millions of dollars can come out of a one-time push for $10,000, what could come from a push for $1 million? That's the promotion on the table today, guys. It's really $1.495 million if you add up all the bonus money. Some people in this company are saying, you know what? I'm worth it. My family's worth it. I'm going to go get it. It may take a few years. But then what will the fruits of that work be 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later? What will your grandkids and great-grandkids be saying about the push that you made to go after that $1 million bonus? It just kind of overwhelmed me when I started thinking about it in those terms. And every single person, not one, every single person on this call and every single person on your team is eligible for it. I strongly encourage you to do everything to go get it. Finish this month strong. Start the next month strong. Start your push for the tens of millions of dollars that this company is going to pay your posterity. And with that said, Mr. Moore, I'm going to throw the call back to you.
Well, Mr. Dave Hall, what an incredible job you did tonight. You've gone from rags to riches in this business, wouldn't you say?
I wish we owned rags back then.
Well, when you get that $1.495 million, you won't be able to back up from anybody. You can just stand and say, I did it exactly the way they said to do it, And guess what, guys? They paid the money out. It's an incredible, this is just an incredible time to be involved with Legal Shield, with all the new businesses coming on, with all the new people that are involved with the business. I just want to tell you, Dave, I appreciate you and I appreciate Wendy. She has supported you 100% with 9 kids while you're out working. She's taking care of the family, and I respect that. So
thank
you make
you
sure to tell her that for me, if you don't mind.
Will do.
All right. Thank you again, Dave, for being our special guest speaker. We have run out of time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We try to keep these calls to about 30 minutes. We do record each and every call, and it is will be put up on our moresuccessteam.com website. So if you missed any of this call, you definitely want to go back and review it, because it was very inspirational to see what one man can do for his family in this business. And with that, Jeremy, are you still on the call, young man?
I am.
All right, Jeremy, I'll go ahead and let you end the call tonight. I thought Dave did a great job.
He did a fantastic job. Thank you so much, Dave, for taking time to share with us and pour into us tonight. What a phenomenal training, and it's truly inspirational story. I know it gets me fired up every time you train for us. So thank you so much for being on. Let everyone know that we bought several blocks of tickets for the upcoming Nashville retreat. We are completely sold out, but I know some other leaders on the team have bought bundles of those tickets. I know Mr. Hall bought some for certain. And so if you have people on your teams that still want those Nashville tickets, if you can reach out to Pat or to Stephanie or something, she can forward you those leaders on our team that has those bundles so that you guys can get those as well. But we, me and Dad and Mamaw, we are completely sold out on that. So that's a good problem to have. But I do know that there are many leaders on the More Success team that got bundles for the organization. So we can direct you guys there to those leaders so that you guys can get those tickets for your team for the Nashville event. Can't wait. Like the announcements about the team retreat this summer. Really looking forward to it. But let's put a concerted effort to close this month out strong. And by doing, you can do that by just putting God first in your life. Keep your family second, and put Legal Shield in there third, and everything will work out for the best. Thank you all. God bless, and good night.
Good night, everyone.